The optimism
many of the people here
is extremely
are
high.
Now have
That's
their
North
families
Dakota
here.
Mineral
you can see by the growth
Lynn
in the schools.
Assessing the mood
what are they
going to
want?
Annual
they're going to want
single family
houses. So a big portion of this conference is not directed towards
I'm sure
the oil
a lot of that's being driven by
the
oil
industry.
Prices.
It's really to show
some other
the strength,
factors are the fact
longevity,
that,
vitality of the industry
agency
going forward.
Just
so
keeps
business
coming
developers,
out with information that,
builders, real estate
the Bakken
folks,
has returned to be the best place for capital investment in terms of the productivity that you achieve for a given drilling rig.
Says that's due to continued improvement in the technology used in the Bakken.
And all of that is going to lead to more oil production, longer oil production, bigger impacts on the economy of North Dakota.
Helms and North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness say a big challenge right now is workforce, both in the industry and in other professions related to it.
But we have to continue to bring in new people because otherwise what we're doing is we're just poaching from each other.
Ness says he believes what will help attract new workers to the basin will be more single-family housing.
Many of the people here are now have their families here. You can see by the growth in the schools. What are they going to want? They're going to want single-family houses. So a big portion of this conference is not directed towards the oil producers or the oil industry. It's really to show the strength, longevity, vitality of the industry going forward. So business developers, builders, real estate folks, I think you can come into those Western communities today and build affordable single-family housing, which you couldn't do 4, 5, 6 years ago.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.